Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to a special midweek reading of the Triple Chalice Tarot Show. I am your host, Roman Nix, and I will be doing this reading solo tonight. Now, I'm going to do a general 10-card reading called the Tree of Life Spread, which I'm sure many of you are probably familiar with at home. But if you're not, it's just a general reading on life, and it is based on the Kabbalah Tree of Life as well. So let me go ahead and shuffle the cards. And we will get into this right now. Okay. Mm-hmm. And 10. Okay, so the first card coming up tonight is the Four of Pentacles upright, and this card represents the significator in this position. So this person is talking about someone who maybe just recently came into a sum of money, maybe they've been doing a business for a while and now it's become more lucrative, but the Four of Pentacles speaks of someone that needs to be more careful of their money. This is someone who maybe was too stingy in the past, and so now they don't know where to trust or who to turn to, etc. But this card is saying that there are proper avenues for you to make investments in. You just have to keep your eye out for it. The card that I have shows a man clutching money to his chest, and it's just a warning of not holding on to your coinage too much. The world can benefit from your wealth, and it will grow if it is shared. All right, the second card that we're getting is the Energy card, and this shows the level of energy and drive towards a goal. So you could say that this is like the push forward, and that is the Sun card. The Sun card talks about clarity and joy and all the things that we enjoy in life. These are the pleasures and the carpe diem-ness of it all that we all sort of aspire to in our day-to-day. So this is someone that definitely enjoys the finer things and definitely enjoys the pleasures in life. So that's a good thing as well. Just make sure that you don't, again, spend your money in the right ways and not just blow it all, basically. The third card coming up is the Limits card. And this is what I like to call a cross card. It's a block or an earth card. And it is being represented by the Judgment card reversed. So maybe someone's tried to give you some good advice and you're not heeding it. The Judgment card is all about listening to our own inner voice. And sometimes even good advice from friends can be the Judgment card as well in our life. It is a major arcana card. So this is an issue that probably comes up for this person again and again and again. Please keep in mind that the universe talks to us in very different ways, and you just have to be in tune enough to listen in. So when somebody gives you a good piece of advice. The fourth card is what's called the Resources card, and these are abilities, income, and financial resources. And this is coming in the form of the Moon card, another major arcana card. So this card definitely speaks about dreams, about limitless potential, listening to your subconscious, and maybe even working at night. The Sun card and the Moon card side by side tends to show me that there is a duality in this person. This person is someone that definitely has a very active life, you know, day and night, and probably doesn't rest that much. This is coming up in the resources and abilities. Again, I'm going to say that you need to listen to your own inner voice. You need to listen to your dreams, to your subconscious, because that's where your good ideas and good business revenue is going to come from, is from the resting stage, not from the active stage. The fifth card is the Challenges card. And these are oppositions that must be overcome to gain success in any endeavor. This card is being represented by the Three of Pentacles, which means that you're really going to have to put in the hard work for the money to come through the way that you need it to. Whoever's listening at home that this is for, I will definitely tell you that you're probably someone that doesn't like hard work that much, but definitely you need to put in the hours to get the coin out of it, for sure. The sixth card coming up is the Influences card. Now, this is the effect of the querent on the situation. This is your aura, let's say. This card is represented by the Five of Swords reverse. Now, I hate getting the swords in any spread. I will make no lie about that. The Five of Swords talks about leaving a bad situation or even sometimes being forced to leave a bad situation. Swords represent strife or problems in any given area. They're the unforeseen that arises. So the fact that this is coming up in the effect of the aura, effectively, I'm going to definitely say that you're probably a person that is given to excess, someone that doesn't know when to stop or when to say no, or when in this case, and it's definitely something that needs to be worked on and handled. I'm getting a lot of a pleasure vibe just from the overall reading that I've gotten so far. There's a big id factor at play here where someone just wants and wants and wants and wants and wants and doesn't really have a good grip of the superego or the higher consciousness that we need to be fully functioning adults. The Five of Swords in my deck is represented by a samurai doing harikari, which is ritual suicide. And it's meant to be a very grave card. It's meant to have that kind of shocking imagery because the card speaks of taking yourself out of the situation, breaking this habit that you have in your life of spending too much, giving too little, and not putting in the work where you need to. So overall, although the reading so far is very positive, there are some very heavy life points that are getting brought up, both the presence of the Major Arcana and now the Swords. The next card is the seventh card, and it is the emotions, the love and emotional life. So these are your friends, your family members, the people that may be standing beside you and can probably help you the most. And the card that I'm getting for this one is the Ten of Wands, which is a good card to get because it's saying that you have the support you need. You've been strong before, but you do have people around you that are willing to guide you and help you. You just have to let them in. The Ten of Wands can indicate that you've needed to be strong in the past, and so maybe you've built up this reservoir of, I don't know, I'm going to say like a carapace or an armor around you that you don't want to let other people in, you don't want to listen to other advice because you know what's best for you, and that's what's worked for you in the past. For sure, this card is telling you that it's okay to let others in, to listen to other people because they do have your best interests at heart. You know, you don't need to be a lone wolf all of the time. The next card that we have coming up is the career card. So this is self-expression, business, and career. And this card is represented by the King of Swords. So this is definitely about a very masculine presence. The King of Swords represents somebody that is fully in charge of their business in every aspect of their business and likes having the power. Definitely enjoys wielding the sword, wielding the power that the sword comes with. And this is probably someone who's very knowledgeable in several different areas of life. This coming up in the career card is telling you that you can do it on your own. You have done it on your own, but you need advisors. You need people around you. You know, a king with no court is no king at all. So make sure that you bring in the right people in your life, that you're trusting the right people, and they're definitely around you right now. You just have to open your eyes and look, pretty much. All right. The ninth card that we're getting is the unconscious mind and health matters. So these are things that maybe you are not so presently aware of. These are things that may be lurking in your subconscious. These are health issues that may be arising or things that are lurking just around the corner, let's say. And this card is represented by the Five of Pentacles reversed, which the Five of Pentacles reversed is basically coming out of a debt. Coming out of an addiction even, this could be something where you've been in a very bad funk in your life, like a depression, but that you're slowly on the up and up now. With the way that the spread has thus progressed, I'm going to say that this is probably about an addiction because this is something about giving too much to excess, you know, kind of being too gay with things and just running by the seat of your pants. And I'm going to assume that this personality type is someone who's definitely more given to addictive behaviors. The Five of Pentacles reverse, though, says that you are out of this pattern of behavior. It's saying that you're on the way up. So I don't know if you've started treatment or you've started recovery, but this is definitely something that's needed to be undertaken before and that you're basically on the right path for doing it. Now you just have to keep on it and not let your social life influence it at all because it can be very difficult when you surround yourself with users and abusers and even addicts to know which one is right for you, who's really there for you, and who's in it just for the ride at the time. The last card that I'm going to read is the family card. Now, this is the Inquirer's close relationship with the family, and it's saying that it is the Six of Swords reversed. So I don't know, and the Six of Swords reversed, I'm so sorry, is about a journey that's been undertaken. Maybe you've left them, or you haven't spoken to your family in a while. I don't know if they've maybe stopped talking to you because of past behaviors, or maybe there was some trauma in the past, but I think it's time that you reconnect with them. I think it's time that you bring around people in your life that are good for you, that, you know, will give you sound advice that maybe you weren't so willing to listen to before, but now is coming up in the spread because you need to hear it. Oftentimes, our family can be very rough to deal with. I can say from my own personal experience that family can be very, sometimes very dramatic, but they do often have your best interests at heart. And they knew you before you were made, in this case. So they're definitely not looking for a payout. They're definitely not looking to get anything out of you. They're just trying to help you. And maybe they will offer you insight about certain other people in your life that you haven't seen yet, that you haven't picked up on because of whatever reason. You know, the person saw you at an easy time and is now taking advantage of you. The Six of Swords is saying not to close those people out, not to cut them away, not to run away from your problems. I had a very interesting piece of advice from a very close friend of mine recently that says, no matter where you run, there you are. So the problems that you have at one time in your life will persist. These are problems that are going to keep coming up again and again and again and again and again. You have to face it head on, not be afraid of it, and most importantly, not let it define you. You are not your past. You are more than your past. You can heal. You can grow. You can change. And that is what this reading is really saying. It's saying that despite your current behaviors and your past behaviors, you are more than that. Remember that you are a spiritual being having a human experience. So, yes, we make mistakes. Yes, we get caught up in certain kinds of ways and lives. But at the end of the day, it doesn't rule us. I want to thank you all so much for listening to my first solo show on Triple Chalice Tarot. We will be doing another show on Saturday with the three of us, Taruk Vishal, Aluna Odette, and myself, and just continuing our elementary exploration of the tarot. We're going to be finishing up the Suit of Pentacles with the Court cards, which are my personal favorite, so I hope you all listen in there. Please check out our Facebook, our Twitter, our Instagram at Triple Chalice Tarot. And once again, I am Rowan Nix. Thank you all so much for listening in. Y'all have a great night.